speaking of pieces that you kept, you said you still believe in guardian angels. I believe you've written a song on the topic, too.
Yes, I have a song called Guardian Angel from my first CD. The way that came about was that in June of 2000, I went through a health crisis. It just kind of floored me and brought me to my knees. It's one of those things where I wasn't sure if I was going to be alive much longer. So it raised a lot of questions and doubts in my mind, and it resulted in a lot of spiritual soul searching. The lady I was living with at the time, who was so loving and compassionate with me, took me to a place in eastern Arizona, up in the White Mountains, a little town called Greer, for about 4 days so that I could just kind of hang out and get away from the house and get away from everything and just kind of do some soul searching up there. And I remember the first morning I woke up there, I just cried my eyes out while she was out on a walk, and I just had a talk with God asking for some help and guidance in this. And as I was talking, I found myself kind of talking aloud or praying to my guardian angel. As I was doing this, I could hear in my mind, so to speak, these words coming in, these little phrases. So I got out a pen and I started writing this stuff down. As I was doing that and speaking from my heart, this song just kind of unfolded. And as it turned out, it's a prayer to my guardian angel to help me get through this really tough time. It was really a plea from the bottom of my soul to this guardian angel to please help me.
Many times I've walked for miles down these dusty roads, praying to the Lord above to ease my heavy load. Maybe he's too busy to bother with my pleas, or maybe I just need to yell and get down on my knees, yeah, on my knees. Lord knows we need to talk about this life of mine. Why does it feel like I'm just here doing time? Sometimes I get so crazy, I think I'm going mad. Other times I'm so depressed, I'm feeling oh so sad, I'm feeling bad. I'm begging my guardian angel to intercede for me. Maybe you can help me out and ease my misery. I know that there are lots of folks with problems worse than mine, so maybe after he's helped them out, he'll shine his light on me before I cross the line.